Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much, Terry Barr.
She's great.
She's great. Great voice.
We had a nice meeting with her yesterday. She's helping us with the EAA as well, which we'll be obviously at next week at this time. Monday morning, we kicked that off. 6 a.m. We're gonna have to leave at like dark o'clock for that, Johnny.
I think we're going to have to leave here like 4 o'clock. Yeah, 4 in the morning.
They want us there at 5:30.
Let's do one of those things where we just stay up all night. Don't try that.
Not a good idea.
Like when we were younger?
Right. When we were younger, we could do that. No.
Yes.
But that's going to be great. And we talked a little bit. We had the gentleman on from EAA yesterday.
Dick Kapinski.
And that's going to be a great week.
It's pretty great. I've never been to it?
Really?
No. I've been there and done some stories. You know, back in the day.
Oh.
But I've never, like, gone as a spectator and spent all day with the different... And I love that stuff. When I was a little kid, one of the favorite days of the year was that I have an open house at the big Air Force base close to my hometown, K.I. Sawyer, up in Green, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a B-52 base, which was amazing. They wouldn't let you in, but just to walk around those B-52s was just incredible. I loved that.
Well, EAA, you're going to love that.
I know.
Because you can... touch those planes. I mean, you are right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, our show's from 6 to 8, but we just, I know I'm driving, but one of the days we should just spend all day there.
I would love that.
Because it's unbelievable. And I haven't been there in like 4 years.
Although I will say, did you see that forecast for next week?
I know.
95 on one of the days. Yay!
I don't think we'll stay that day.
But, I'm not wearing my rubber sandals.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yes. Man. I don't want to be scarred for life again.
Or pass out and get burned on your shoulder.
Exactly. But no, I'm really looking forward to it.
We are on the tarmac. But,
I know.
There's so many things going on. You know, after we had Dick Kapinski on yesterday, I read a little bit more last night. There's a lot to do there. There's no way we're going to see everything in one day, but that's going to be fun. So I don't know what day. Let me know, and we'll stay for
the whole
day.
That'd be awesome. I love it. But, you know, another thing, too, is I'm really excited about it being the Vietnam is basically.
Oh, that's your thing.
The era is going to be honored.
They're celebrating because it's 50 years. And the people that we're going to get on our show, now we can't give you a list because we haven't met all of them yet, but.
Hey, you want to come on?
That's going to be one of those.
Well, I'm sure. Okay, hey, what do you do here? I just clean up the...
We'll have guests on. We are a guest-driven show, as you know. So we've talked to people, and some people call it, oh, you got to get this guy on, you got to get this guy on. But until we get them, but we will have guests on all next week regarding the EAA. And I'm just really looking forward to that. And then Monday... So we're on from 6 to 8. I don't know if we want to get back here and go to the Packer shareholders meeting. I think it's at 9:30 or 10:30. I don't know. If that doesn't really interest you. But I enjoy going to that as well. So we'll figure it all out. But a great week next week. And then we end next week, and we'll talk about it. But with that whole Art Fest thing that's happening
downtown
Green Bay. So it's an awesome week in Green Bay next week. Every week is. But, yeah.
I got to break the news.
What's that, Tanner?
But our main man, gentleman, who's... got his finger on the pulse of everything downtown Green Bay coming up. We have on this show several times.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful gentleman. Yeah. Very, very graciously, when I was giving him a hard time about the other art thing they used to have down here, wouldn't allow me to have a booth to sell my birdhouses and my books.
Right.
And he did a big thing. Boom. Hey.
Got you in.
Yeah.
Jeff, he did. He moved some people around.
Right.
Found a booth for you, an 8x10 booth. Kind of a featured spot, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought for a first timer, usually it's a pecking order. You work your way up to the key spot. So this guy pulled a lot of strings, got you the primo spot, and then tell me the rest of the story, Johnny.
I don't have any inventory right now on birdhouses. My inventory is depleted. So
one might ask, why did you lobby so hard for a booth space? Because didn't you know that, or were you just
that's actually a very good question. That's a very logical, good question.
Common sense.
All right. So I did not have a great day yesterday. And we're going to talk about this. And then we're going to get over it. You and I yesterday ran some errands and some appointments and things like that after our show.
Right.
And normally we take the Myron-mobile. I mean, not Myron. What's your dog's name? Milton.
The Milton Mobile.
We take the Milton Mobile.
Right, we do.
Okay, because there's nothing I enjoy more than sitting amongst his fur and slobbering on the dashboard.
Okay, just for the record,
and
my dog does not shed. Milton does not shed. It's a Bernedoodle.
Well, somebody does.
But he does. Okay, but he does slobber, though. I don't know how I can teach him not to do that, but he does. He does drool a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but other than that, and I usually wipe that off.
But normally we take your car.
We do.
Which is very gracious of you.
Yes.
It's the only time I've driven in a Beamer, to be honest with
Whatever.
You.
Whatever.
It is! I swear. Only time, ever. Because I've never been mayor. So anyway.
Believe me, mayors don't drive Beamers. Mm-hmm. That was after mayor.
One does. But anyway. So anyway, then we couldn't take your car because it was in the shop.
Oil change.
Why don't you just change your own oil?
I don't know how.
Okay. So anyway, want me to change oil for you?
No, I don't want you touching my car.
Okay. So anyway, I changed oil when I was like 12 years old at my brother's gas station. I'll be honest with you. And it was cool because you know what he had? He had one of those old-fashioned, does anybody have this anymore? Where he had the lifts where you drive the car in. And then you hit the hydraulic thing and lift the car up. Then you just walk under the car.
Well, doesn't everybody have that?
I don't think you see that much anymore in gas stations, do you?
I don't know. I go to Downtown Auto. They have, I think, four or five.
Well, they're old school. Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't take them that long. And they look over my car, too.
But anyway, that was a lot of fun. And the kids would stay in the car, and which probably wasn't safe, but whatever. And they'd wave and have fun. But anyway, bottom line is, so you had that, okay, yada, yada, yada. We had a bunch of errands. You and I had to run appointments, so we took my car.
Right.
Okay, I've graciously been loaned a parking space here in the parking garage. Okay?
$80 to park in the garage because you were all stressed out about that $22 ticket.
Well, you were, so I didn't want to stress you out anymore with that whole thing.
It bothered me a bit, but you got it. Okay,
Anyway, as we're pulling out yesterday, you compliment, say, hey, this is pretty cool. You get a great parking place. And I responded, what did I say in response?
Pretty tight parking spot. I'm worried about my mirrors or something like
Taking off the driver's side
And I'm
mirror.
Like, there's bigger cars than you have, you know.
Very average size.
Right.
Mazda SUV.
Right. So, and there's Escalades in there and bigger cars. I'm like, look, this isn't that tight, but yeah.
So yesterday after we had our big Zoom meeting here and everything like that, we all depart and go our separate ways.
Right.
What do? I smash into the pillar.
He scrapes the pillar.
Bad.
Right.
Bad.
When you heard the noise, I would have stopped, but you kind of...
Well, the noise
from the picture
that
I saw, it looks like you kept moving.
Yeah, I kept moving. Because the noise I heard was my side mirror being torn off. But those are pretty cool. They bend. You know, they're flexed. They bend and then they come back.
When you turn your car off. Yeah.
Yeah, so it didn't come off. But the entire front panel and the door took a pounding. I'm going to estimate $1,500 damage.
So that $22 ticket's not
doesn't seem so bad anymore. Enough. Nope. Even $34, $55 doesn't seem that bad. You know who's? I think whose day I just made.
What, the auto repair guy?
Nope.
Pure Lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every person in the Downtown Parking Commission, if they're listening to this, they are ecstatic. They're like, "Thank you, Lord, karma."
Could have saved.
Has kicked in on Mino.
Could have saved.
Thank you for that.
$1,488.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 78.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, how you did that, because there's more.
Because I was looking to the right, so I didn't hit the other car.
Be honest with the listeners. Were you looking at your phone? Were you texting when you did that?
I'm backing out. No.
Well, then how did you hit it if you're...
I don't know, Jim.
Jeez. Okay. Well, you've only been
driving. Maybe if I knew, I wouldn't have done that. You ever think of that, Jim?
You've only been driving for 45 years, so yeah, I can see that happening. Okay, well, they make those things wide enough.
Actually, 50. I've been driving for 50 years. Isn't that scary when you say that you've been doing anything for 50 years?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't even hate to say that, but I've been driving for 50 years. That's unbelievable.
Okay, that is going to be expensive. I mean, I just saw a picture. I haven't seen your car.
I don't even know if I'm going to get it fixed. It's an old car. It's got a lot of miles on it.
No, you don't want to drive around in that.
Well.
Okay, we'll take my car. We're taking my car to EAA then.
All right.
Which is fine. Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you. And that
Thank
is
you.
Not going
to
be cheap.
It's on my Facebook if anybody wants to see it. I tried passing off that you did it at first in my first post. Because some people even said, the BMW got hit. It's like, yeah. Then I came clean.
No, I got my share of speeding tickets, but I don't think I've had any accidents.
Really? You don't seem to drive that fast when I'm with you?
Except golf carts.
Golf carts?
Remember you didn't like me driving the golf
cart? Oh, my God. That was ridiculous. That was night of Monday. That was unbelievable. Oh, my God. Me and Terry both had to put all of our weight leading the other way, or that thing was going over.
It was not.
Oh, my gosh. I've driven in a million golf carts. I've never white knuckled it the way it was at Oneida with you driving. Oh, we're going the right way. Hey, hang on. Hang on. I'm going
to
turn.
I had to make a U-turn.
I'm going to do a U-turn.
Well, if you would have told me the right way to go, but we were kind of on, we were on the eighth hole.
I have a terrible sense of direction on golf courses.
You do. Because we were on the eighth hole, and it's like, wait a minute, that's not that far. And then you sent me the wrong way, and then I wanted to get back because I think we were pressed for time a little bit. So I made a U-turn. And maybe a little
bit. Death-defying U-turn. It was unbelievable. It was too. It was unbelievable.
Anyway, we got back safely, but
it's traumatic.
I'm sorry about your car, and I won't help you financially, but I
a little bit
emotionally. No,
just a little.
I'll tell you what.
Okay, we're partners.
We are.
Who 50, brought 50. You into this show? Me.
No, Johnny. No, Mike brought me into this show, and I said, "Look, I'm not."
Okay. Well, either way.
No. I think now that you picked that scab.
Put that one back in the bottle. Don't worry about it. Okay. Put that old genie back in the bottle. Christina Aguilera.
Well, yes. She's not there forever, but we'll put her back in the bottle for now.
Forget that.
That story is.
I was thinking I brought you in, you brought me in, whatever.
Okay, but isn't Tom, aren't we on Tom Zelaski's show this weekend?
Oh, yes. And Sunday morning.
I think he asked the same question, didn't he? How did you guys get started with this thing?
Yeah.
I think he did.
I think so.
I wasn't really paying attention, but.
What do you mean you weren't paying attention?
I'm just kidding. Okay. I was
Sunday morning, 7:30.
Zelaski, who was a guest on our show, remember that?
Second guest we had.
Right. He does a show on Sunday mornings at 7:30 called Newsmakers. And what he does is he kind of looks out in the community, what's making news? And
right.
He gets some politicians, some new businesses, people who are working in certain nonprofits. And he called us and said, look, you know, you guys, new business, kind of newsmakers, you want to come on the show? And we did. So we taped it a week ago, right?
Yep.
And he's going to play it this Sunday. So
yes, Sunday morning. I'll put a little thing on my Facebook about that. That was actually a lot of fun.
That was. He's a good guy.
Went by so quick. It's amazing. Yeah. And he's easy to deal with in that way. It's a good time.
He didn't have much control in that interview.
No, we kind of anyway. We kind of hijacked it, didn't we? A
little bit.
Hey, we got a fun show today. We got two women coming in from the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Natalie Eilbert, who we had about a week ago and was so interesting, it was mind-boggling.
Right.
And then after her, Kendra Miner, their entertainment reporter, whereas if I could go back in the media full-time, I would want to be an entertainment reporter because I would love to talk to those people.
Yeah, she's going to be fun. So both of them are.
All right, we got to send it a quick break. Mino and the mayor on a beautiful. What song, Jim? What artist? What movie?
Well, I don't know.
Come on, 1984. The Mayor, Jim Schmidt. Going back to 1984. Rocking out. Little Prince.
Oh, yes, Prince.
Prince Apollonia.
Right. Yeah, okay.
The entire Prince Quartet. Purple Rain.
The exact same age. Prince
yes, we are.
And I.
Yes.
No, Prince and I.
Oh, Prince and you. I thought you and me.
No, I mean, we were born on the exact...
I like Prince.
We were born on the exact same day.
Shut
June 7th, 1958, Prince and I were both born on the same day.
No kidding.
Yes.
I did not know that. And that's interesting.
And I want to tell you, this is kind of interesting.
You know
what
I think was
like
born
this.
On my same day? You know what I think was born on mine? Sharon Stone.
Like the
Sharon Stone.
The exact same day, same year.
I think
year.
So, yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, you can look it up. But
because she even texted me one time.
But
God, I was looking at your bio, Mino, and it's like, we were born on the same day. You're still in Green Bay?
So
Sharon Stone did that to me.
So Prince stayed in the Twin Cities, right?
Yes.
I mean, he never went to L.A.
You know, he was a really great basketball player at like 5'3".
Really? He was a little guy. Yeah.
Real little. He's a great basketball player.
Wow. Well, I don't think I... Anyway, so... Because
just in time for his Prince story.
Yeah, Prince. Let me tell you.
Jim and Prince.
No, this is... So, Prince...
Hey, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. Hi, Christy. You guys, Jason's intro music in this segment was Prince. And I said to John, Prince and I were born on the exact same day, June 7th. Same birthday, same year. So this is my Prince story.
Wait a minute. My buddy Knob just say he was born exact same day, same year as Jennifer Aniston. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, back to Prince. So same day, and then
back to me.
Yes. So then when I turned 50,
yeah,
we were going to Prince that he went into that. Remember he went into that where he was doing small venues, like he was doing big concerts, but then like back in, 10, 15 years ago, he was doing smaller venues. And we're like,
okay,
let's get Prince in Green Bay to do like at the Meyer Theater, you know, it's 1,000 seats and do a small venue for a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And it will be like, you know, Mayor and Prince born on the same day and different careers, obviously.
Again. How do I align myself with Prince? I got to think about
this. No. So
we're born at the same time. The mayor and Prince.
No.
I want the mayor there in big letters. The mayor and Prince.
It can't be Prince and the mayor.
No. Well, the mayor and Prince.
Of course. Like, I lost this battle with Mino, but yes. Anyway. So it wasn't just like, there was a friend of a friend, a guy that was a developer downtown here. His friend knew like a friend of Prince's. So it wasn't like, there was a connection. A
few degrees, but okay.
Like four.
All right.
It wasn't like nine or something. It was like 4 degrees.
Okay.
And that year was just, I turned 50 and it was all on the buses. Do you remember? You don't remember that, Johnny. Anyway.
It was all on the buses.
No, the buses. It was all on our.
About your birthday?
Yeah, billboards.
I do not remember this,
John.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow. We're gonna promote Mino and the Mayor show on the buses. You know, on the back of the buses, you have those signs on the side.
Yeah,
those.
But we're not gonna do it for our birthdays.
No, but we did it for mine when I was 50, and I was okay. You, John, you don't remember. That hurts my feelings a little bit. We auctioned off those signs.
Doesn't it remind you of Rudy Giuliani a little bit?
A lot of it?
With the way he talks and everything. It's like, just
anyway.
Like a little bit. Come on.
So we started working on the Prince thing. This is a sad story because what happened. Oh. No, it is really is, Johnny. Because my dad died that summer.
And
I just
sorry.
Did, and I couldn't. It just was overtook. And I was actually born on my dad's birthday. So it was just a whole weird, like, it wasn't meant to happen.
Okay.
You know how things are meant to happen?
Yeah.
This was not meant to happen, but we had been working out. We had a couple of meetings, and that would have been really cool because I think he
would have done it.
I just think if we'd have given the money to it, you know, he had his nonprofits that he was concerned about, and we weren't going to make any money on it. And far be it for me to get elevated to get any attention on it.
Right.
That was not the best.
Okay.
Anyway,
is that the story?
Prince,
that's it. Okay.
My kids gave me it, so I have all his music, and I do like him, but I. Anyway, born on the same day, tried to do something together when I was 50. It didn't happen, but that's as good as it gets. Now, have you been to the Viking Stadium?
The new one? I have not.
Oh, my God. You should see what they did to honor Prince.
Really?
It's awesome. It is just awesome what they did to honor him, and he stayed in that.
Are you a little upset the Packers haven't honored you more? A little bit. Here it is, trail out here. You and Milton. Little statues of you. You know what I mean? Milton with little floaties on.
I don't know. They
like that? No? The waiting pool.
Their shareholders meeting is Monday, as we talked about earlier, and they
are
you
a shareholder?
Revenue. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So are my kids.
Ah,
but they brought in revenue of $610 million.
Yeah.
So,
it's not bad.
But no, that's not.
That's not bad. What are you looking at? Who are you looking at? What are you looking?
I'm looking. I.
Oh, okay.
So we talk about taxes.
Sometimes you just gaze off into the distance. You ever notice that? You just like.
That's I.
Gazes.
I was told by the owners that if you. Are you thinking of saying something and your mind is it's controversial? Look out the window. So that's what I was like. So I'm not going to say anything.
I love the Packers.
I'm a fan.
Well, I should look out the window all the time then.
More than you are, I'll tell you that.
We've only got 2 minutes to our first break here, but we got Christy and we've got Natalie in the house. Natalie, first of all, how did your Chicago reading go?
Oh, well.
Should we go back to the mayor for a while?
No. This is actually the best. Story. I drove into a tornado.
That's right, they had a tornado in Chicago that day.
They did, and I did not think about that. I didn't check the weather. Who thinks a tornado?
When does Chicago get a tornado?
Every 6 years, it turns out. So of the years, I decided to do my little reading in Chicago. A tornado swept through. I was driving through what the weather... channel kept interrupting to say you are driving through tornadic conditions. Find safety. And I was like, my safety is the bookstore. I'm getting to the bookstore. I called the bookstore and I asked them if it was still on.
Right.
And they said, sure, come rain or shine. I'm like, what about come rain or shine or tornado?
Or tornadoes.
So three people showed up.
Oh.
But
I give them credit.
It was the best reading I've ever done in some ways because it was at the bookseller and there was wine. And
oh, nice.
There was poetry
right.
and books.
So. Can't get any better than
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Wow. So did you see damage and everything?
Yeah. 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 The sky was just turning green while I read poetry. It was
That's
great.
Incredible.
I didn't know tornadic was a word.
Me neither.
I didn't either, but I like that word.
I didn't
so do
know.
I.
I didn't know that it was an adjective, and I appreciated it at that moment. I was like, ooh, things are getting tornadic.
Tornadic.
I
and
like
now I'm
going
to say that about
All right,
other...
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a nice Friday morning downtown Green Bay, the City Deck Landing. I'm not going to call it the Riverwalk anymore. Christy, I apologize. I was calling it the Riverwalk.
I heard that.
I think that's in San Antonio, isn't it, the Riverwalk?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
This is much nicer.
Yes.
The City Deck. And the City Deck, the reason we chose that name when I was mayor was when we built
oh,
it.
Salute.
Yeah, just I know. Is the City Deck sounds more like an event party, whereas a walk sounds like, well, it's
just passive. Take a stroll.
Right, take a stroll.
Okay.
And we had a bunch of different names. Boy, am I glad we went with the City Deck. And WPS, Wade, they were part of the team because they donated some money when we were building that, right? That was built. No property tax dollars went into that. It was some grants and a lot of donations to build that. Anyway, and going through the names, but the City Deck, remember the big goal was to take the... You know, the city kind of had their backs to the river. And we wanted to turn it around and make it to the at the front of the river and engage and with the waterfront. So we went through Unity Pier was one of them. Mm. And the reason we went with Unity Pier was, you'll remember this, the city has been pretty good about everybody getting along. But there was a big controversy at Lambeau Field with some white people, some African-American people, and it just got a lot of exposure. And I was like, wait, is that the kind of city we're going to have here? So then somebody said, well, let's just call it Unity Pier. We can all get along. And that wasn't a bad name, but City Deck is more festive, right? More parties, cook the burgers, have music. So anyway, that was the name that won. But Riverwalk in San Antonio is unbelievable.
Nice.
That's great. But anyway, here we are at the City Deck. Great guest.
Natalie, who's... our favorite guest so far in the history of this show.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Christy. By the way, Christy, I want to thank you for something. Christy brought me something. This is very nice of you. You brought us coffee and a piece of my car.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome. I'm just glad it wasn't another vehicle or a person.
Did it look like a crime scene where my parking
A little bit with a trail of pens.
Oh, yeah, they all fell out too.
I always know where John's been.
You didn't buy a pair of sunglasses by any chance, did you?
I did not.
Okay. All right.
I still, you know, I don't want to dwell on this
then let's
story.
Not. Then
but,
let's not.
But
just,
maybe
just,
we should.
No, I do think we want to get to, maybe there is a segue into what we're going to talk about. But Johnny, when you back up and you hear a noise, a lot of people stop.
I know.
And you kept going like four or 5 feet. The mirror came off. What?
That's
what?
Determination. That's what that's
Yes, because it's like, I can get through this. I must just be hitting something. I'll just get through it.
The only way out is through.
Exactly. The only way out is through. I think that's what happened.
Yes. Anyway, that is, like I said, that $22 parking ticket.
I know, versus $1,500 body work.
Doesn't look too bad.
I know. The parking commission's just having a ball over this. You know that, Chris.
Justin Linsmeyer was actually in my office yesterday, but I did not share that with him.
Go ahead. Give it to him. Well, Natalie Eilbert from the Green Bay Press Gazette is here. A renowned author and poet. But I want to talk about an article you had last week that was outstanding.
Ooh.
About the homeless and their mental health issues.
Yes.
And it goes back to when I think I told you this story one time. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to help homeless vets. Okay? Help homeless vets. It was a feel-good story. And this one guy that owned a duplex, he owned like 50 duplexes. He said, hey, I've got one. It's not in great shape, not in a great part of town, but he's still fixed up good enough. Give them free rent 6 months. Just pay water and heat or utilities, whatever. That's all they got to do. No rent, no nothing for 6 months. Get them on their feet. Within about three, both had to be evicted. Mm. They had about 12 people living there instead of, you know, the one. Mm. There were police calls. There was, you know, all sorts of things. Neighbor complaints. Okay. And God bless those people we put in there. We're trying to do our best. But what I realized is just you can't take every homeless person and categorize them in the same little world.
Yeah.
There are some that just putting them in a home and they're no longer homeless, it doesn't cure some of the reasons that they're homeless in the first place.
Yes.
And that's why, as far as with different people, because I've talked about doing some veteran housing around here, and they're like, oh, great, homeless. It's like, no. No disrespect, but I'm not trained enough to, if they have issues, and I'm not really helping them by just doing something like that. So I thought your article last week really hit that point brilliantly.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a huge problem. And, you know, the part that makes it so difficult is that, you know, so many people who end up unhoused are, they don't realize, or they do realize, that there is some sort of mental health issue that they have. They've never had
a substance issue.
Or substance issue, and it's all co-occurring, right? And so, you know, whether it's diagnosed, whether it's realized, some of the reasons that they keep falling back on hard times is because they have some sort of persistent condition that, that keeps them down. And instead of just, as you said, like just giving them housing, it's not enough when the source of what keeps the pattern going continues.
Hang on, Jim is gonna be really mad right now because a very loud motorcycle just went by, and that's his pet
peeve.
I don't like them either.
Okay, but no, wait, I don't want to digress. I want to stay on this. And besides the article you wrote last week, today's front page paper is an article you wrote. I want to address that as well.
Sure.
That, but yesterday, Johnny, I didn't even tell you this. There is, you know how I that is a huge pet peeve of mine is noise pollution. It is.
I saw that look in your eye with that.
But this is constant. It's just disrespectful. That what that guy had is against the law. I mean, it is. I have the policy, the ordinance right in front of me. And what he's doing is akin to just coming by and throwing trash on our front lawn.
Noise pollution.
It's noise pollution. Yeah. It's just there's. I talked to someone yesterday. The state of Wisconsin is looking at a noise pollution law.
Really?
I'm getting whoever's championing that.
Okay.
Is coming in here.
Right.
He's going to be our guest and can have the full 2 hours.
I think I knocked the muffler off my car yesterday. Is that going to be a problem for you?
It will be. All right. It will be. For some reason, it doesn't surprise me. Natalie, I agree. Housing First was the thing 15 years ago, right? I think I told you I worked on homelessness at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Mm-hmm. But like Johnny's saying, if you don't have those wraparound services, it's uncharted territory to them, and they need that. And that's why, you know, I spent some time at the new community shelter, and I so believe in, you've got to meet with a case manager.
Yes.
You know, if not, for sure, you have to meet with them every week, but sometimes every day. And then we have an AOD counselor on site, you know, and Larry's going to be a guest here. I've talked to him,
but
he's great, right? Mm-hmm. And he's 40 years in the business. The headline to the article that was in the Press Gazette today is coming up short, and what you're addressing is the budget. Mm-hmm. Yet on the other hand, the governor, and we had a representative on here last week saying, we're putting a ton of money into this.
So into mental health?
Yeah. Hmm. Is the state,
do you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess that's...
Let's just leave it there. Do you agree with that?
I'm going to say that it's great that it's incredible that there is money going to mental health services. But it went from 500 million to about, I would say 34 million over the course of 2 years, much of which the lion's share of that is school-based mental health counseling, which got a boost. It went from 10 million for 2 years to 30 million for 2 years. But a lot of folks say that's not a long-term plan because, you know, what was initially proposed was something like 124 million for long-term permanent school-based counseling so that kids could stay in school in places of protection where they are. They don't have to leave school to get counseling. And so this, for a lot of the advocates, feels like a temporary solution to a problem that's
Band-aid,
been known.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. A Band-Aid on a wound. A wound, yeah. A big one.
The youth, is. You read some articles and it might say 20% of people struggle with some type of mental health, okay? Your mental health, I think that's become too much of a catch-all. It's like physical health. You know, they got physical health problems. What is it? Is it cancer? Is it heart disease? So when you look at mental health, there's a lot of categories in there.
And, yes.
Right? Anxiety, depression. I mean, those got to be the top issues. Mm-hmm. Does do, this is my question on where to put the money, because you can't put it everywhere.
Right.
There's just not enough money to do that. Mm-hmm. So we need to target money. Mm-hmm. Do people who have mental health issues that we see, be it at homeless or people that do some just crazy things, did they have that when they were in grade school? Or
they probably didn't. And I think what's interesting is that people are becoming aware, and it's less stigmatized to talk about those struggles. So maybe, you know, it used to be like, you know, wipe that frown off your face and just be happy, or like, right. you know,
man up,
yeah. or, you know, work hard, you know, and everything.
What do you have to complain about?
Yeah. My generation was worse than yours.
Exactly.
You have nothing to. So at this right now, you know, I think that the youth have so much on their plate. First of all, they're on their screens all the time. Like they came out, they like basically like entered the universe holding an iPad, right?
Yeah, no question.
And or many. And so what I'm learning, I'm doing other stories right now on pre-K kids and their mental health. And it's really hard right now for them to regulate emotions, because whenever they are upset about something, instead of asking what the source of it is, parents, not their fault because they're busy, will hand them an iPad and say, look at this. Look
in the old days, yeah. put on the TV. And
put on the TV, thing, right. Yeah. So it's always a some sort of technology that's like a balm to an issue. And it's like, well, maybe a kid has like a sensitivity to light or sound. Maybe there's some sort of undiagnosed, you know, issue going on here.
Can I just jump in on that?
Yeah.
So there's a big thing, you know, a year or so ago during the COVID, mm-hmm. where they said a lot of these kids developed some mental anxiety
yes.
issues because of the Zoom classes or whatever you'd like to call them. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it certainly didn't doozy on kids. I mean, like, we're in a really impossible situation, right? How do you
right.
deal with a pandemic? But like, you know, it wasn't just Zoom. It was the isolation.
Okay.
It's the fact that, mm-hmm. you know, these things that were pretty typical, you know, before COVID, play dates, going to the grocery store with family, that seems so little, but like, I don't know, I have very, very specific memories about doing that. Just playing with other kids in general at the playground or at libraries or whatever, that was all taken away.
Yeah, right.
And when it was there, it was a really high stress scenario. And that I don't think children as of a certain age understood that, or,
right.
you know, all they saw were...
Weren't prepared for it either.
I mean, who was, right?
You know, summer vacation's coming. You might not see some kids for a couple of months, but, you know, but this was just so shocking.
Yeah. So that, I mean, I think that unearthed a lot of, like, older kids, what they were already feeling, and then it's heightened, and they're glued to their screen. There's 24-hour bullying, and that's something that I didn't have growing up. I mean, I was like, you know, millennial, right? So like, right, like maybe there were people that were bugging out on blogs, like Live Journal and Dead Journal and whatever. But it was very different.
Yeah. Especially for that age, you're so...
Oh my God, everything is
so traumatic.
And you're a teenager, and you're like, it's like everyone hates me, or
so much
do
angst.
They? Or the angst. Oh my goodness, the angst.
But again, you know, $500 million is a lot of money.
It is.
But when you look at $100 billion, maybe mm-hmm. you can say, well, it's not enough. But mm-hmm. let's say I think it's a good chunk of change.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back to the youth, because I think a lot of things. I think we as a society sometimes it's like I told you, you know, in ninth grade, well, Johnny might not graduate. Well, we kind of knew that in fourth grade that he
Why'd
probably
you use
wasn't.
That name?
Okay.
Really?
Okay. All right, that this young, good-looking Italian is not going to graduate, but we knew that back in fourth grade.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
But
and I told you I had the whooping cough. That's why I wasn't good in arithmetic.
Right. Right. So, but in school, when you and I were in school, Johnny, we had to do that presidential fitness test.
Yes.
Right. You had to run a mile.
Absolutely.
In less than 8 minutes. Was it 8 minutes? 9 minutes or something? Mm-hmm. You know, so many chin-ups, push-ups. Does every kid go through some kind of mental assessment?
I don't think so, but they.
That's
I mean,
a good
well,
question.
It's interesting because there are more schools that are screening for depression and anxiety and other issues. So there are some schools that have the ability to do that, but not every school has the means for that. And you know, I think there are some ways that people are getting better at mental health and social emotional learning, things like, hey, can you regulate your feelings on a, right. on a, like, you know, scale of 1 to 5 or like color green to red, where are you? Mm-hmm. So there, those things are happening.
I go back to like our era, Jim, and I guarantee you, same thing when you have these kids that were having issues in school, it's like, they'll grow out of it.
Yes.
They'll grow out, yeah. don't worry about it. Well, and knowing, not. Knowing a lot of those kids then as adults, they didn't grow out of it.
They didn't, and it, because it's there, it you that's what you learn, and then it yeah. stays with you.
Yep. All right, we got Natalie Eilhardt from the yeah. Green Bay Press Gazette. This is yeah. phenomenal. You stay here. Okay. How do you like your coffee cup that we gave you?
I love
Mind
it.
The mayor.
I love it. It's very nice.
Thank you. Kids alone. Jim, what do you think? Do I have it? Yes or no?
Do you have what?
Musically.
No.
Musically.
No. Not even close.
Teach you. Jason says no.
Not even close.
Really? Seriously? No. Not at all.
You do have a good impression of Al Pacino in The Scent of a Woman. Okay. That was actually pretty good. That,
all right.
that and a little bit of Jack Nicholson. I don't give you too much credit, though, because then you're going to go into this Rich Little impersonation
no,
thing.
I'm
I don't
not.
Want to do that. We have a very
important guest.
No,
actually, the only person
guest.
I want to do for Natalie is, were you living, I have to ask, were you living in Long Island when Joey Buttafuoco went through that whole thing?
I think that's a no.
Is that a no? Remember Joey Buttafuoco and Mary Jo?
Yeah, I do remember Joey Buttafuoco.
Okay. Yeah, and Mary Jo. Did they get back together?
I don't know.
Okay. So I always forget, wouldn't it be great if they got back together and be like, remember the little girlfriend, she was like 16, shot his wife in the face? Remember
no.
Mary Jo?
No.
She survived, but they don't you remember?
I do the remember.
The Long Island Lolita, they called
yes,
her.
Yes, I do remember that.
You
yes.
imagine if they got together, like, Joey would be like, hey, Mary Jo, how about you make me a sandwich? You know, a little prosciutto, a little suppressa.
Oh, I'd love to, Joey, but I can't.
Oh, why not?
Because your girlfriend shot me in the face.
The only thing I remember.
You're ever going to give that up? I mean, everybody
okay.
makes mistakes,
right.
you know?
Time's ticking. We got a great guest we're going to get back
you ever
to.
Gonna get over it, Joey?
But, so you grew up on Long right. Island.
I did.
Okay, so the only thing I remember about Long Island is Harry Chapin. was died. Did he die in a...
At Wait,
a,
who did?
Harry Chapin died mm-hmm. in a car accident in Hempstead.
Oh.
That's like my...
How would you know that? Because I loved Harry Chapin. I didn't know that.
Everybody knows that. Okay.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night.
I was talking about Harry Chapin.
Okay.
Anyway, but
we
Natalie,
learned to find love in the back.
John,
of the
this
dawn.
Is a very serious
okay,
subject,
I'm sorry.
And I want to focus on our guest,
go ahead.
Who
all right.
you know got up
sorry.
Early to come here and join us.
I apologize.
A writer for the Press Gazette, front page today again, with their byline. This article talking about mental health. And before we went to break, and then on to John's tyrant, we were talking about
tyrant.
Where do we focus our money? And we talked mm-hmm. a little bit about the youth and screening the youth mm-hmm. like we do for physical agility, mm-hmm. you know, in fourth. Mm-hmm. I don't know, was that sixth? I think it's sixth grade. I don't even remember when we did that. But anyway, we should do that or?
Yeah.
Okay. But
yeah.
we're not doing that because of staffing or because
staffing.
Of money?
Okay. Staffing and money. I mean, it's all, I mean, some, and
well,
some
that's
schools,
hand in half.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, lack of staffing because of yeah, lack of funds.
Exactly. Some schools are doing it. Some schools are they've hired third party consultants. You know, I know that Foundations here in Green Bay does a ton of work with a bunch of schools. So it does happen, but it doesn't happen everywhere.
So
yeah,
Natalie, I want to you study this. I mean, this is kind of your mm-hmm. well, you have a lot of focus areas, but this is one of them. When you talk to kids who are you know in high school looking at careers. Mm-hmm. I got to believe there's a shortage in this field. Everybody talks about, I mean, there's a shortage in a lot of fields,
yeah.
right? I mean, the whole baby boomer thing retiring, but, you know, people look at, you know, there's this huge shortage of nursing, right? I mean, everybody's
yeah.
talking about that. They're trying to get, you see that congressman wants to get a federal agency together just to deal with the nursing shortage in the United States. And that's, everybody needs that. There's a shortage of firefighters, a shortage of police officers, but I think there's a real shortage of what would you call that? Mental health therapists or what?
Yeah, professionals, providers. Yeah.
But I don't think that's talked about as a career enough. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Yeah. I don't know if anybody that's gotten into that really. Yeah. You hear about physical therapy all the time.
Right.
Whatever,
right.
But
oh, that's
not
right.
Mental therapy.
That's, big.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's a tough job. It's got a huge turnover rate, a lot of burnout, a lot of stress. And people, there's, you know, Wisconsin's a state that has, it's one of those, it's considered a brain drain state, you know, so a lot of people will leave Wisconsin after maybe like, you know, they'll leave their rural town or suburban town to go somewhere else to get educated and form careers. So the problem is really for Wisconsin, at least, keeping therapists, keeping psychiatrists, keeping social workers here. As opposed
Jim's a
to
big
them
advocate about even in Green Bay. You talk about that all the time.
Yeah, I do.
That is an issue here.
Retention of talent is so important. And we're lucky to get you here from Long Island, but we have a lot of talent right here that does leave. And it's not, they don't all go to Nashville, but some of them just go to like Indiana, Ohio. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute. It's not like they're going to Phoenix or, you know what I mean?
Right,
like they kind of go, they stay in the Midwest and that bothers me. Mm-hmm. Because I think we can compete with those people. And
Okay, but you're from here, so you can say that. Born and raised here.
So there are a lot of new programs that are cropping up to specifically address this issue. And a lot of new programs. UWO is creating a new program for psychiatrists or psychiatry, people that want that track. There's like Medical College of Wisconsin is having a track up in Green Bay to get people to train up here. And there's a lot of, I think the stat is like 90% of people who train at a facility end up staying in that town. So that is huge. So that's happening more and more. There's a lot more programming, educational programs in the, you know, outside of the Madison and Milwaukee areas that are cropping up that could potentially, hopefully, keep people here.
And if they do stay here, maybe we need to, if they would commit to the industry for 5 years, give them 20% off. Because you get out of there. There's $200,000 bills when you get out of school, which is okay because they're going to make that. I mean, I'm not saying they
should. Some places do that, don't they?
Well, so there are, there's this idea of incentivizing therapists, professionals to go to rural places, less on the beaten
track. And then
they'll
pay for like your schooling. And
or they'll, you know, you'll get like a huge incentive to work somewhere.
Right.
Like, I don't have the correct numbers, but there are incentives to get people to go places.
Yeah. But I just want to say my point in bringing this up is sitting around the dinner table, kind of what do you want to do?
Yeah.
This is an area to explore because the need is there. The jobs are there.
Yes.
And quite honestly, the money could be there.
Could be. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it could be. And depending on the where they end up, if they're at a university, they may not have the most salary, but like there's certain jobs. Yeah, they it's a good job. It's just it's really hard on the soul.
I was gonna say every day you're dealing with somebody's serious problems.
Yeah,
I mean
you have to have a level of trauma resistance in your personality, right? You know, and
my oldest daughter does this down in Nashville, and it's tough. But I mean, and you gotta, but it is so needed. I mean, we get into fields of technology. It's like, do we really need that? Do we really need to go to space? I mean,
we do, but we probably should help our brains on Earth first.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
So I just want people who are listening to talk to your kids, your niece. This is an area that we need. It's being funded. It's going to get more funding.
Yeah.
And more importantly, it's something that's absolutely necessary if we're going to
keep
this
country
moving.
Can you stick around for a while?
I
know Kendra's going to be coming on, but this is too good to pass
up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right,
awesome. I want to say hi to Kendra.
Tear into the M&Ms if you'd like. What's your favorite?
I got to say peanut.
Okay. I'm not with the peanut